This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And we have got a show for her to, for them with her today, right?
Adrian goes, Tom. That was some beautiful usage of pronouns, right?
Adrian said that. I want to introduce her. I said, no, I'm better. So you have just seen the ultimate introduction of the great Michelle Masters. She is amazing, though. I love her. And the more I read about her, the more I loved her. And the more you're going to love her, I promise you. So let's get this show on the road, Adrian.
Yeah, this is fun. You know, it's not often that we are just getting to know somebody as we have them on the show. And it's kind of fun because it means that I get to be a little bit more curious and delve into things that I haven't heard and explore. And so we're going to have some fun. So Michelle Masters is an incredible NLP speaker and coach. She was connected to me through our mutual friend, Phil Hensler, out of Australia, who's just an awesome guy, and they're doing really cool work down there. We're going to have to get them on the show one of these days. But they're all about getting their people on our show first, and I love that because that's just who they are. So, Phil, I just gave you a shout-out, and I'm sure you'll be jumping in here with us in a little while. But Michelle is just somebody that, as I got to learn about what you do, that I like we said, I liked you more and more. And so welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you. It's so much better than it going the other way, where the more you got to know me, the less you liked me. That would be so much worse.
You know, that would not be the first time that had happened. So thank you.
Almost all the time. It's funny that the last 3 weeks have been those kinds of people. Bob Bodine, Mark Victor Hansen, and his wife Crystal, and now Michelle. The more you get to know them, the more you love them. Okay. And it's been my experience over the years that all these legends – they have a hell of a time living up to their billing because the legend's usually bigger than the person. I think Michelle's exactly the opposite. I think she is the real deal through and through, tried and true, and that's really good news. And I am a huge fan, proponent, and student of NLP. And most of you probably don't even know what that means. It's a neuro-linguistic programming. And if you start doing a deep dive into that, you'll realize why this woman is so extraordinary.
So I actually think we should start there because, you know, I was admitting to Michelle before this that I would say, you know, on some level, most of what I know about NLP is kind of this inferred idea of what it is. And I don't know that I have ever really had somebody explain to me what it is other than it's powerful and all these cool people that I respect use it and blah, blah, blah. So
this is
what the heck is NLP?
I've tried this all your life.
Lord.
Oh, my God. All right, Michelle.
All right.
Never hear their dad. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, actually, the way it started was a couple of guys in Santa Cruz, it became a much bigger group. They wanted to figure, you know, a whole bunch of people can go through the exact same training, and when they come out of the training, some will just be better at whatever they're doing, some will be worse, and some will be mediocre. So they were really curious about what was the difference in the people who were actually legends, right? The people that got results nobody else could get. What is it they were doing that nobody else was doing, even though they'd all had the same training? And so they studied, like, people who were phenomenal in psychiatric fields like Virginia Satir, Milton Erickson, the great, you know, hypnotherapist, the medical hypnotherapist. They studied all these people who were exceptional in their fields, and they tried to figure out what those people were doing that was different, and they boiled it down until they could start to replicate their results. So basically they stole from the best, right? In fields of teaching, personal development, psychiatry, even sales, like they would just notice what would work. Now, they in the beginning, they kind of, there was sort of an adversarial relationship with the therapeutic community. They were kind of thumbing their nose at psychological methods. And so they kind of gave them the finger, and then psychiatric circles kind of returned the favor. And so
we did not expect that from Audie Brown. That was awesome.
Yeah. And so there was a kind of this adversarial relationship, and which is a shame because the tools are phenomenal for anyone who's a therapist or a counselor in any kind of healing field. So what happened is I've noticed lately, I've seen a whole lot of stuff that's actually NLP, that because NLP had a bad reputation, because some people used it for sleazy sales, because it's a way to communicate. So I've seen it rebranded as neuroscience. I saw it on PBS, its whole special, neuroscience. I mean, this is flat out NLP, but they're just staying away from that whole mess by calling it neuroscience. And it's a good way to describe it because it does work a lot with the neurology and helping rewire stuff that's in the way.
Interesting.
My wife and I went down. Do you know who Michael Burnoff is?
I don't, but I don't get out much.
Well, I believe that. But here's the deal. We went down and took a course with him, and I am telling you what, I think it changed my life, and I think it changed my wife's life for the better.
Yeah.
And it turned me into a student of it, and I'm very envious of the depth of knowledge and experience you have, because, ma'am, it is incredible stuff, and all of you need to at least scratch the surface of this, and I don't think you'll be able to stop scratching. It is one of those things that you just become intrigued with, and it becomes this gift, and watching her in action even now is pretty doggone cool, so thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah, because so many people, they try to change through willpower, which never works. It never works, because when you're trying to use willpower, you're basically trying to override your own automatic patterning. It's like trying to not move your leg when the doctor hits that little spot. I don't even know if they do that anymore. They used to hit your knee with a mallet to make sure you were alive or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an automatic reflex, right? Like moving your head if something flies at it. Most of the stuff that's stuck for us is patterned in like that. It is that automatic, like pulling your head back. And so when people try to override that with their conscious will, it only lasts for so long. And then you've got to, you know, take a break, get a latte, call, you know, do something else. And the patterning just resets itself. So having this ability to actually revise that automatic patterning into something you want instead of something you don't is just such a godsend.
So how and when did NLP show up in your life, and what was that process of you kind of having this realization that this was what you wanted to devote yourself to?
Yeah, I had been looking for a long time. I did all kinds of stuff as I kind of both literally and figuratively wandered in the wilderness for years. You know, I painted houses in Maine. I painted scenery on off Broadway. I taught, you know, environmental ed. I coached girls volleyball. Like, I was looking for anything. You know, I just didn't have a sense of what it was yet. And then in 1994, somebody put a flyer in my hand for this free seminar and said, you should go to this. So I go, and it's this enormous room. There's only one other person. I knew her. Me and her in here in this enormous room, and the guys were waiting, hoping somebody else would show up. And so while they waited, I looked at the brochure and I looked at the price and I said to my friend, I'm just going to go because there's no way I can afford this. And she's like, don't go. She didn't want to be the only person there. So I stayed, and within half an hour, I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been looking for. Because I could feel just in the little things they were doing, like little basically parlor tricks, I could feel things actually shift and change. And I did 4 years of therapy with a saint. I loved her. And it was wonderful. And nothing changed. Like, I got a lot out of it, self-acceptance and emotional vocabulary, a lot of perspective, but the patterning didn't change. And in these little exercises even that they were doing in this free seminar, stuff shifted. And I thought, if they can do that now in 15 minutes, what could they actually do? And so I figured there's got to be a way. And, of course, there was a way. And within a year, I was teaching for them as well. And I taught with them for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. And I think there's something really there, just that little fragment of, you know, I was doing traditional therapy for many years. You know, I felt like, you know, you felt like you were getting something from it. You were getting something from it. And yet there was like this power tool that suddenly is like handed to you, and it right. was just a completely different experience.
Oh, it's everything changed. Everything changed.
That's true.
I owe the life I have today, which I am so grateful for. To I can point right to that spot.
I got it. Just said NLP for the win. Jason yeah. Cardamone is one of the guys that really got me intrigued in it. I did the course halfway, like I joined it. And then he got such transformation out of it is what made me really delve in and made me become such a fan of you. And when Adrian told me that he had you on the show, it was so hysterical because I have all these happy, superficial guys. You know, my guys are a lot less deep than the people that you know. And it was really, really blessing to me that you got her on, because we need more information like this, because you're going to learn what makes you tick. You can look behind the curtain and you can literally see your thoughts once you start seeing the way that these people teach you to see that. I mean, I can't even say it. And it works like a charm, and it's worth you exploring.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool. And so you spent, after encountering this, you spent many years working with that organization that you first went through the process with, and then eventually you have now kind of struck out on your own. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been on my own for 4 or 5 years. I mean, I started doing stuff. I was asked, even while I was still there, to start traveling, you know, to Europe and Asia and share and Australia to share the work. And so when I went full time on my own, it just left me more time to do that. I do miss teaching our students. I really do miss that. But yeah, being able to share this all over the world has been such a gift.
That is so cool, and what a blessing, right, to get to go and spend time in all of those amazing places. And so, you know, one of the things, we're going to take a break here in about a minute. One of the things that I think we should talk about is, you know, how this work has transitioned and how you have adjusted and what you learned from the last couple of years, which, you know, now we're starting to come back out the other side. But, you know, it's quite the remarkable thing. And I know a lot of friends who have been in the transformational space, in the personal development space, have had to break a lot of their own limiting beliefs about what is possible and what is not possible, because the way of doing things for so many years was broken down. So we're going to take a quick break here. We're visiting with Michelle Masters, who is just an incredible coach and trainer and speaker in the world of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and somebody who has walked the road, who's been doing this for a long time, who has a lot of experience, and we're going to dive into what NLP could mean for you and how we apply all this cool stuff that we're learning. So you're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Michelle Masters. We're on the Genesis Communication Network, and we are super grateful to have all of you awesome people here. So stick around. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back right after this.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we're back. I can talk as fast or slow as I want. We are on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. This is a shorter segment, so we're going to get down to it. Phil Hensler's in the house. Phil, thank you so much for making this connection for us. We're super grateful to be with Michelle and just for all the cool people that you have been connecting us with. So thank you for that. And so, Michelle, before the break, we were talking a little bit about this period of you know, spending 25 years working with the organization that introduced you to this NLP work, striking out on your own, and then, you know, suddenly 2020 hits and the game has changed completely and you had to figure out what had to change in order to continue doing what you did. And so talk about what you learned through that process, because I remember distinctly we actually helped one personal development organization in particular who had incredible internal tension about whether it was even possible to deliver their work online. And we had to help them to sort of bridge that gap. And so I know there was a huge amount of fear and uncertainty and limiting beliefs that showed up for a lot of seminar companies in particular who had always done everything in person and had held this belief it wasn't possible to do it online. And so was that something, did you grapple with that at the beginning of whether it was possible to do the work that you do online?
Well, here's the thing. So I had been, in the 2 years before that, I had been traveling all over, and I had been traveling to places that aren't typically thought of as like, you know, new age thinking or, you know, I'd been to places that had some fairly established old world kind of beliefs. So I had been to Hong Kong. I had been to Taipei. I'd been to Singapore. I'd been to London and Zurich and, you know, places that were sort of bastions of the sort of previous status quo. And what I had noticed over the last 2 years is that the acceleration in consciousness was off the charts. In those 2 years, it was like they were so hungry in those places for the meaning, for the sense of connection, for the sense of aliveness, for something new and really, really meaningful. And so I was being interviewed February 17th, 2020. So, and I said to somebody, I said, the acceleration has been like this. It is off the charts and on the surface, everything looks the same. I said, this is not sustainable. And within 2 weeks, it was like, everything exploded. And it was never the way I would have guessed, but it was perfect. All previous momentum came to a stop, right? Everything stopped. Everybody got this big, except for hospital workers, got this giant timeout and chance to reevaluate. And you know the law of inertia. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. What happened is when everything stopped, and later when we came out of it, there wasn't enough energy to start up a lot of the old stuff again. There just wasn't enough desire for it. Whereas the stuff that there was enough energy was a lot more of what's more present now. So you started to see the quiet quitting. You started to see so much of the stuff that was long overdue, like, start to happen. And so, I actually realized, cause I got COVID, we got COVID in, before it was, you know, talked about back in Australia in June of 2019. It was not a big deal. I'd never had the flu. I got a fever, and I never get a fever unless I'm having an identity upgrade. and so I was due. I hadn't had one in 20 years. And so, but it was not a big deal. It's a day and a half and it was done. But I was found it fascinating too, that one of the hallmarks of COVID was a fever, because it was like a planet-wide identity update. So anyway, so when we had to start canceling programs, there was a moment, you know, or two of, okay, well, there's the rest of my year that we had planned, all the trips we had planned and trainings. Like, this will be interesting, but I've been doing this work long enough, and I've done enough of this work on myself that I knew that it would all work out. I just didn't know how, but not my job to figure out how. And, so things I didn't think you could do online, turns out you could. Shifted everything to online. I had my best year ever, actually, up until that point in 2020. Wow. And I discovered how intimate Zoom could be, especially for teaching, and how accessible it could make it for a lot of people who won't actually come to in-person workshops no matter what, or who can't afford to travel, right, to wherever I was presenting. So it was a gift in so many ways, and so now it will always be a part of my teaching. I'm just starting to do in-person events again, but there will always be an online component because it's so accessible to people. But to me, we live in an unprecedented time of such amazing opportunity and such growth. I feel really privileged to be living through this time.
Well, you're good at it. Why would you name your website Michelle Master Snelp? See, that's how messed up I am. Every one of you read that website right just now, so
You know, it's not a great name. It's not a great neuro-linguistic programming. It's not user friendly or cuddly. I can't think what they were thinking. I guess National Socialist Party was already taken, so it was like, what's the next worst name we could come up with?
All right, let's take a little break. We're going to come back right after this. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Michelle Masters.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
You USA News Update. Former President Trump will deliver the keynote speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, as it winds down near Washington, D.C. Trump's remarks following a presidential straw poll will bring the four-day gathering to a close. Nikki Haley is the only other major Republican candidate to speak to the annual gathering of conservatives. Trump's closest competitor in public opinion polls, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, skipped the annual CPAC event. Former South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch is beginning his life sentence for the murder of his wife and son. A judge handed the once prominent attorney two consecutive life sentences.
I sentence you to prison for the rest of your natural life.
Police continue to investigate this morning's mass stabbing in downtown Los Angeles. A 28-year-old man was arrested for allegedly stabbing six people. All of the victims were taken to the hospital. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
And we are back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and the one and only Michelle Masters. And you want to go to MichelleMastersNLP.com. She is a rock star, and you can just feel her command of herself just by watching this show. She's very, very comfortable in her skin. She knows what's coming out of her mouth, and she knows how you're hearing what's coming out of her mouth, which is the most important part. It's just really, really cool to be on this show with her. Adrian, I'm glad this is, I think you need her far more than you think you do.
That's true. I think you're right. So I love, we were talking before the break about just the experience of what the world went through. And Denise Chenault, who's my stepmother, his wife, who's the most amazing, one of the most amazing people I have ever met. And it's funny because you used the language that I think I heard Denise first use with me, which was that the entire world got sent to timeout.
Yeah.
And that was it. And it was bizarre. And, you know, it was the full range of experience, I think, packed into that. And yet there was this moment where we reevaluated everything. And I think we're still working through as a society, as humanity, exactly what are going to be the long-term implications of that, both for better and for worse. And so, you know, I'm curious, how is that impacting either the nature of the work that you do or the way that you think about your work or the mission of your work as you watch the world kind of finding its way through that transition, Michelle?
Well, it's actually really exciting. I mean, I've been doing the work for so long, and I do just want to say, just in case it never gets in any other part of the class, or the show, is that the things that we believe, and by the way, almost everything you experience in life, you have beliefs that support, or you would not experience it. Most of your beliefs, you're not aware of.
Wow.
Most of our beliefs are invisible to us. We would say that's not a belief. That's just the way life is. Because your brain is designed to filter your reality, and mostly what it uses to filter your reality is your belief system. So we do not perceive the world as it is. We don't perceive an objective universe. We all perceive a subjective universe. And most of your beliefs are in place by age 6. So if you think about what was going on by the time you were 6 years old, so much of your sense of who you are, what the world is like, what's possible for you, what you deserve, are in place by that age. And unlike your phone, your brain is not designed to update itself.
Wow.
It is designed to stabilize. And so a lot of people try to consciously change that patterning, but the patterning that is in almost everybody's way is not in the conscious part of the brain. And so it's like trying to revise faulty wiring in the basement by remodeling the penthouse. It's literally not the place where the stuff that needs to be rewired is stored. So I just want people to know, if they're frustrated because they have tried to change stuff, or they can't get what they want, or they keep hitting the same limits, it's not because you're broken or lazy or stupid. The worst we can say about anybody is they've got old patterning that's in need of an update. But up until recently, the tools to update were basically you died and you got reborn, and then you had to cross your fingers and hope you got a better situation. That's not how it is now. We can actually change that stuff now that you're an adult and have a sense of who you are, what you want. That stuff can be revised to be a lot better match for your life. I just want people to know that so they don't have to struggle and suffer.
And so that's deep and very, very intriguing. And so if you're sitting here and you're going, that sounds really cool, and also like, huh?
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? Like what how do you dip a toe in that water?
Yeah. Well, there's two things you need to know for any kind of orientation. One is where you are, so what's going on for you now, and where you want to go, right? I mean, that's what any good GPS will need to know. Where are you now? Where do you want to go? And then the question, once you know that, once you're clear on where you want to go, then the thing left to answer is what's in the way. Like, what are the things that are running that are in the way? And whether or not somebody works with me or somebody else, there are many ways to really, to access that patterning and change it. But one of the things that I had noticed over the years of doing this, and people are always amazed, and I'm not amazed, but I enjoy the amazement every time, because it is a wonder and a miracle every time, even though I know how it works, that when you change those patterns and belief, it seems like the world changes. I'll get people tell me all the time, my income doubled, I didn't do anything differently, you know, or all of a sudden all the men or women are behaving differently towards me in the world, and it's just because the belief shifted. Or the patterning that was in the way shifted, and all of a sudden, without somebody even trying, it's like the world shows up differently. And that's when it starts to get to be fun, when you realize you don't have to work so hard at everything. You don't have to try to be the best version of you. Mostly what we have to do is clear up all the old beliefs about there being something wrong with us. And then the beauty that we are can start to come through and we can start to feel it. Because until we can start to experience how beautiful and worthy we are, we will make it hard on other people who can see it. Like, we'll either push it away or discount it or flat out find people who will reinforce our more limited vision of ourselves. So, and that goes for money as well. Same thing.
And so I think that's you conjured so many people and myself in various ways and in various points being one of them. You know, you find ways to reinforce who you see yourself to be in the way that you spend time around other people, in the choices that you make in these things. And often everybody else can see it except for you. And you're just doing it. You just keep banging your head on the same wall.
And then sometimes people recognize it and they try to make conscious choices, but the old subconscious patterning is still running. And that's where they just get so frustrated. Because it's like a fire hose of not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough, with like a little eyedropper of affirmations of, oh, I'm worthy, I'm okay, you know, and trying to override that consciously is just, it's too much work, and people get frustrated and they give up and they think this stuff doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
So a wise person said I should ask you about your money seminar, so I think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So I'm curious, because this is, you know, it's a huge subject, and the idea, you know, that seems almost heretical to me, that, you know, that this idea that your income could just double and you didn't change anything, like that just seems insane to me. And so what happens in one of these money seminars, and how the heck does that, something like that, even happen?
I know. And when I tell people the kind of things that happen, it sounds like hype. So I'm often reticent to share what happens, because it's not hype. But so in 2006, the good people of NLP Marin, the executive director, asked me if I would create a 2-day workshop on money. Now, at the time, if you knew me, that was like asking Vladimir Putin to create a workshop around nonviolent communication. You would be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because I had no relationship to money. I had no interest, but I was so excited to be asked to do a workshop. I'm like, yeah, sign me up, coach, put me in. And then I realized what I had done, and I was like, oh, no, now I got to learn about money. And I realized there's no way I could possibly learn enough about money to be effective, so I decided to play to my strengths and just take all the stuff that I knew about change and apply it to the context of money and see what happened. And so I tried everything out on me first to make sure it didn't result in any unsightly bloating or rashes. And it seemed to go okay. So we did the first one. And then we started getting feedback in the days and weeks and months after that, oh, yeah, so-and-so got a promotion. So-and-so's income went up, blah, blah, blah. And even a year later, I realized, I think I made more money. And I checked, and my income was up 66% steadily. And again, I wasn't doing anything differently. So if it'll work on an NLP trainer, it'll work on almost anybody, because we are notoriously change-averse. But anyway, then I went to a Matrix Energetics workshop in 2008 with Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy, and that's a quantum way of doing change and transformation. So I added that into the field of the class. And after I did that, people would sign up for the workshop and get like a windfall of money or get a raise, or like even before they technically did the work, because it's a quantum way of working, which is outside of time and space. So in a cause effect, in a Newtonian universe, you know, there's a cause and then an effect. In a quantum world, you can have an effect before the cause. And so that actually started to happen. We would have people get changes. They'd register for the course and a bunch of stuff would happen. It still happens. Every time I teach, I say, how many of you got unexpected money since you registered for the course? And usually about a third of the class raise their hand. And by the end of the weekend, it will be up to half, because they'll go, oh, yeah, I just remembered this happened and this happened. So the combination of being able to work with the updating the old beliefs and automating new beliefs, and also being able to work sort of outside time and space, because as human beings, we exist in time, space, and outside of it. Like, there's so much more to us than what's here. So being able to work with those parts of us as well, that's when you get stuff that looks really magical. And I didn't name the course. The owner of the company said, why don't we call it Money Magic? And I thought, sure, whatever. And at the time, I wasn't crazy about the name, but the longer it goes on, the more apropos it has become, because it does really start to feel like magic in the best possible way. I mean, there is one form of magic, money magic, almost everybody can do, which is make money disappear. But the ability to make, like, all of life start to kind of flow with you and things fall into place without you having to try, and income go up without you having to try, that is the kind of magic we're built for, and it's been a long time coming.
That's so cool. And you and I had a conversation a few weeks ago, getting to know each other a little bit before this. And one of the things I really identified with that I continue to work on letting go of is this, I'm so wired to, I'm a striver, right? I feel like I have to work really hard, and it's supposed to be hard. And so, you know, that's a really cruddy set of beliefs to operate from, because you just always are tired because you feel like that's what you're supposed to be and that it's some badge of honor. And so releasing that, if you all, those of you who are listening, go to michellemastersnlp.com and let's figure out how to get rid of that kind of programming so we can enjoy it as we do it instead of feel like we're always having to put ourselves into this position of lashing ourselves just to feel like we're enough or whatever that is. So we're going to take one last break here. We're talking to Michelle Masters. Go check out michellemastersnlp.com on the break. This has been just a really cool and insightful conversation. We've got one more segment coming up, so make sure you stick around. We're listening to Legacy Leadership with Adrian and Tom Chenault with Michelle Masters on the Genesis Communication Network. Be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And we're back. Final segment, Legacy Leadership Radio Show, with just a very intriguing, low-energy but unbelievably high-powered woman. How can you have – and Adrian
– peaceful energy is what I think you were looking for.
I know. Yeah. So here's the deal. Even before the show, Adrian told me about your way of being, and he said, Tom, it is – actually, he said Dad. Calls me Dad once in a while. But he said, it is – uncanny how hard you strive to listen to her. And that's what I think everybody has noticed, is they are dwelling on your every word and feeling every word that's coming out of your mouth. And all of you, I know you want to learn that gift, because it's a gift that she could give you. So pretty cool stuff, right, Paco?
Absolutely. So, Michelle, we've got one last short segment to go, about 6 minutes, and I want to talk about the impact that you are creating in the world, and you know, where you see that sort of concentric circle leading in the world. Because that's, you know, the show's about legacy. The show, and legacy is not, in our view, something that is only about after you're gone. Your legacy is about how you actually create domino effects in the life that you're living today.
Right.
And so, you know, what is that domino effect that you wish to create in the world around you?
Yeah, well, as in the past couple of years, it's really crystallized to me what are the things that are most in the way of people experiencing the true beauty and worth that they are, and the divinity that they are, and the incredible creators that they are. And it basically comes down to kind of old safety beliefs, either about the world or themselves, beliefs about love and how safe it is to love and be loved, and then beliefs about our own worth and our ability to create. And so almost everything I do, in one way or another, is aimed at helping people to feel safer in the world, which a lot of that involves money as well, safer in their bodies, safer to connect and be, to love and be loved. And the thing dearest to my heart, getting to revise all that stuff about not enough, not good enough, not worthy enough, have to earn it, have to deserve it. We're the only species in nature that questions our worth. Right? Trees aren't out there, I don't know, have I done enough? We're the only species that does it.
Is the tree a species?
I guess there's a bunch of them.
Okay,
whatever it is.
Taxonomy, come on.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Right, that's awesome.
But they're not riddled with self-doubt the way we are. I have people say, I just want to be the best version of me. And sometimes the universe speaks through me, and I just want to say, you know, box ticked. No worries. You could not be more beautiful. I know you don't know it yet and see it yet, but you're good. Now, what would you like? Because we are so loved and so precious. And so the more people that get to experience that, the better. Because when people truly have a sense of their worth, they're not arrogant. It's like the experience of being in love. When you're in love, not only do you feel good about you and the person you're in love with, but everything looks more beautiful. Everyone looks more beautiful. And that's the experience of when we really get to feel our worth. And the effect that people like that have on everything and everyone around them is such a blessing. So that's the work I want to leave. That's what I want to leave behind, is more and more of that kind of safety and love and the incredible beauty that we are.
That's a very worthy and very important vision. And that it's so true. I mean, it's so commonplace and even I think in some ways expected to walk around in the space of operating from not enough and, you know, sometimes even sort of demonstrative of like, I need to make sure you know that I don't think I'm enough. Like there's this cultural expectation around operating from that place.
Yeah.
And yet when you run across people, when you encounter people in your life that are not showing up from that space and feel safe in themselves, mm-hmm. that are being instead of striving and all those things, it's, you know, it's attractive, it's refreshing, you feel recharged just by being in the presence of someone like that. And what I love about what you share, Michelle, is that that's something that is within our reach. And so if you're listening and watching with us today and you feel, you know, just your heart stirred or, you know, an inkling that maybe this is something that you need to check out, make sure you go and check out MichelleMastersNLP.com. Michelle, I don't know if there's something that you've got going on now or in the near future that you'd like to share specifically about that would be a great place for people to check out first. But I want people to plug in with what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we do have some in-person workshops of our Money Magic workshop, and this weekend I'm teaching one called Wired for Well-Being that's helping people to feel safer in their bodies and better about their bodies. We're always doing workshops to try and help people get to where they want to be in the best possible way.
That is so cool. Well, we love what you're about. I'm excited to plug more deeply into your work. So I hope to get to see you on something that you're putting on here in the near future. And Michelle, you have just been a breath of fresh air.
A delight.
Yeah, for sure. So
A peaceful energy.
Yes. Indeed.
Who do we have next week?
Next week we've got Andrea Walton, Richard Fenton.
They've got a new book
coming out.
Yeah. So you guys are going to have to come and watch that show, and this is going to be great. Adrian's got the book. They didn't send me one, of course. So my heart is broken yet one more time. I hijacked it. I have moved my office into Adrian's office, which is the nightmare of all time, because now I am talking at 9,000 decibels over Elizabeth, Jason, Adrian, and Thomas. So we're having a blast. It's getting more fun by the minute, right?
It's crisis of employee engagement at Contact Magic. So
yes.
We'll figure it out. We're going to take some NLP, and we're going to sort through it. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening to Legacy Leadership with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Thanks again, Michelle.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.